is Catherine Durkin. I'm here talking with Brian Collins, one of the main developers of East History. And Brian, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about yourself and about East History.
Of course. Hi, Catherine. We started East History. It came out just before the 2004 election. I'll introduce the site first, and I'll introduce myself after. East History has been out for the last 2 years, and it's a site to promote the integrated learning of 20th century U.S. history, and we do that by helping users see the connections between historical events, presidential campaign ads, and core democratic values. And the content is inside the youth system, which is kind of general multimedia or hypermedia technology. In this technology supports case-based learning, and we connect the different cases. The cases have resources. We try to support understanding through placing events in context and helping people see multiple cases so they get a deeper understanding of the content area. I'm a first-year professor at New York Institute of Technology, and I'm in instructional technology. I'm just about to finish up my dissertation. I'll defend in a couple weeks, and I'll be going back to Michigan State to do that. I know I've left out a lot about East History, but do you have specific questions about the site? One of the things I should mention is that it is based on learning theory. We use cognitive flexibility theory as a foundation for it. We were lucky to have Rand Spiro, the founder of the theorist who came up with CFT, mm-hmm. on the team. So it was a good mix of people. We had a strong Flash programmer and a Java programmer and ASP and me did the content, and everything came together pretty easily.
I was wondering if you could tell me, what is cognitive flexibility, and how is it mirrored in this interface or incorporated this theory into this interface to help students learn?
Cognitive flexibility theory is a constructivist theory that supports, believes that the case-based learning is the best way to prepare people for situations that you can't prepare for exactly. So you have, it's very pragmatic in nature. You need to, in CFT, you use the cases to, we help them place events in context and see multiple variations of occasion through conceptual variability. But you see that in the East History is an instantiation of that, because you have multiple cases that users can search on, and they're coded on different themes, and you start seeing its power for example, the advanced theme search, where you can search on multiple themes and bring up multiple cases and see how those themes interact.
That's really neat. I was looking at East History, and it's really nice that you can play those videos side by side, so you can compare two videos, and then with each video there are associated resources, and then you could switch to a quad view, I believe, and also compare four videos to look for similarities and differences,
right.
those sort of nuanced variations that allow for, it sounds like, the more flexible thinking.
Yeah, when you think about conceptual understanding, one of the best ways is to help, get people looking at a lot of cases and making comparisons between those cases. So, for example, if you want to have a deeper understanding of freedom. You could search on freedom and bring up, maybe 60 or so cases. And then if you use the four quadrant interface, we call it WEAV, you can bring four cases in and then start looking at how each of those are sort of similar and sort of different. And from there, these are real world cases. So you start building and constructing new definitions of freedom and some of the other concepts that we feature in the site.
Now, in thinking about Ease History, this is sort of a great time to think of this resource because it's about time for midterm elections. And November 7th is quickly approaching. And why did you start with campaign ads?
Well, I'm interested in politics, so that was one of the things one of the reasons why I was so excited about working with campaign ads. The other reason was that I thought it was going to be easier to secure the rights to the campaign ads as compared to, say, some of the historical footage I was trying to get from other production houses. Mm-hmm. It turned out that it still took almost 8 months for us, which also included the Michigan State Library, to secure rights from the presidential candidates and from the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee. But after with all that, the campaign ads are a way for people to talk about core democratic values.
Mm-hmm.
In a study I did last spring, the data suggests that the participants had an easier time talking about core democratic values with the campaign ads as compared to the historical videos and images that are also in Ease History. I think one of the reasons might be that it's sometimes very obvious to, as far as people talk about the candidates talk about the truth and they talk about freedom and other core democratic values. They kind of bludgeon you or knock you over the head with these concepts, so
yeah.
It makes it a little easier to compare and contrast them. And it's not so obvious in some of the historical events. They might be talking about freedom, but it's not explicit. So
it sounds like they're great entry points.
It is. I was surprised because the reaction I was getting at first from teachers and from people in our department and outside is that, campaign ads were just kind of fluff. There wasn't much that could be used as far as edifying students about thinking critically and thinking flexibly. So I'm trying to prove them wrong and to show them that you might not want to focus on campaign ads for the whole semester, but they do make for interesting entry points and do provide some context as far as talking about different events of the 20th century to present.
So where do you think Ease History is going in the future? What are some developments that you have in the pipeline or ways that you want to expand Ease History?
Well, what's great, and this had a lot to do with Charlie Ruggiero, who's our main developer now, he has gotten it to a point where it's easy for me and others to upload content. So it's like last summer, for example, I felt that there weren't enough cases for some of the for the early 1900s. So I went out and tried to find more videos and images to kind of produce that critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that we're at that point where we can add content quickly and easily. There are three entry points right now into East history. We have the core democratic values, the campaign ads, and the historical events. I would like to keep adding onto that and include more entry points into the East system. I've been thinking about maybe having American art, another entry point, technology, political cartoons is another possibility. But I would like to keep expanding the East history because it is such a, it's a very powerful database and it can handle a lot of content. So, yeah, I would like to increase the number of entry points. And I also, we talk about the content within East history and the cases. I'd like to do a better job of the development of those cases as far as giving and attaching more resources to each case and also making more connections between cases and also making the connections more obvious. I think it's not something that I do we do a very good job of right now. Because we do have a lot of different people using the system. Uh-huh. And for the most part, it is students who are in grades 4 to 12. And these are more novice learners as far as history. So we need to make the connections and the thematic coding more obvious. Right now, it's not exactly hidden because we do show the themes that are attached to each case. But sometimes it's not obvious why certain themes have been attached to cases or why certain cases have been linked to another case. So it's something that I need to bring more of that to the surface, more of that more of the connections, more of the knowledge, more of the experience that historians have of working with cases up to the surface. Right now it's too hidden. So that's one of the big things that I want to keep working on.
So it sounds...
There is one more thing. Uh-huh. We're also working closely with the Michigan State Historical Center right now, and I'm interested in creating a prototype for East state history. So you would be able to click on the state that you live in on the front page, and that would set it to say, for example, Michigan. And so you'd have, you could open up to the Michigan page and search on Michigan themes. Then you would, those cases, Michigan videos of Michigan history and images, would be connected to national issues. And so you get some interesting connections that way.
Wow, that's amazing because I know it is hard to, sometimes in the curriculum, you focus on isolated incidents. It's hard to connect to other ongoing historical events. And, for example, in many states around fourth grade, they focus on their state's history. And this will be nice to continue to make those connections to national events.
You're right. And a lot of times not enough time in classes, so it'd be nice to have something like East History where you could make quick jump outs to what else is happening at the national level or maybe at the global level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because I know that usually classes will talk about campaign ads only around the time of elections.
Right.
But if you would have something like Ease where historical events are connected to campaign ads, then you could have a quick jump out and say, well, look what's happening here, or look what happened here in the 1964 election with Lyndon Johnson's ad. And then you take a look, you can discuss and place things in context, but also get some thinking about the different campaign strategies.
And they might, you know, support individualized learning for students who are working on different projects and things.
That was another interesting thing that came out of the study is that they were all, the participants were making different searches. You know, they gave them opportunities to explore the system on their own time, and they're all going in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they were encountering the same cases because they're coded on multiple themes, but they're all approaching them from different directions. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, we sometimes as designers of technology aim for a particular user, but really what you need is a flexible system.
Right, right.
Like Ease.
And ideally, you know, we'd be able to support, you know, advanced learners and also more novice learners. So maybe you could flip a switch, you know, at some point, and you'd get more, advanced knowledge or such. But right now, what we do, we give people opportunities to jump out to different kinds of websites. So if you're a more novice learner, you might be jumping out to a newspaper article about what was happening at the time. If you're a more advanced learner, we might get you out to a historical journal and look at interpretations that way.
Wow. I need to wrap this up, so I wanted to thank you for talking with me today and telling us about Ease history and some of the background on it.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks.